Well, the Ballers fell in Monday's game and then rebounded for a pair of wins in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Today, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, in search of their third victory in a row, return back at home here at Atrium Health Ballpark in front of a packed house on July 4th. Happy Independence Day to all as the Ballers and Fayetteville Woodpeckers square off for the fourth time this week and the first at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Dan Lodi here to bring you the action on Bally Live tonight. MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. It is Seth Keener, the righty, on the mound tonight. Third round pick out of Wake Forest for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He gets the start. Yamal Encarnacion, the left fielder, will dig in for the Ballers' opponent tonight in the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. As Kannapolis and Fayetteville square off again for the fourth time this week, overall the 10th time in 2024. As Yamal Encarnacion digs in and leads it off, it'll be Villarroel and Gomez to follow here into this top of the first against Seth Keener, 6'2", 195-pound righty out of Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. His first pitch of the night to Yamal Encarnacion, delivered at 6:35. It is off the plate for ball one. 6:35, and it is 94 degrees here in Kannapolis, a toasty Independence Day here and in North Carolina. This one inside for ball two. A 2-0 count on Yamal Encarnacion. Partly cloudy skies, no threat for weather in tonight's action as the 2-0 is a bit off the plate for ball three. Quickly, Encarnacion goes ahead 3-0. Again, Encarnacion, Villarroel, Gomez due up for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in this first inning against Keener. 3-0 fastball inside corner, and the count will run to 3-1. Keener making his 14th appearance of the season, 14th start. And the third-round pick out of Wake Forest, 3-1 up and away, ball four. And it's the first base runner of the night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Encarnacion reaches for what is now the 18th game in a row for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers leadoff batter. It is Yancel Villarroel, the catcher, due up. Keener again, the 14th appearance for him this season. He's the number 15 overall prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization, according to MLB Pipeline. His first pitch to Villarroel outside for ball one. Keener, last time out, shut out Columbia in 6 no-hit innings. He struck out 7 and walked 1. He is pitching on 4 days rest, which is pretty uncharacteristic of a pitcher right now in the minors. 1-0 up and in for ball two. And out comes Juan Gonzalez to talk to Seth Keener, who is already kind of struggling to find the zone here tonight. Villarroel at the plate. Kenny Gomez, DH, bats third in the order. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot is Neomar Ochoa Jr. Chase Jaworski, third baseman tonight, bats fifth. Juan Santander at first, bats sixth. Batting seventh is Alejandro Nunez, the second baseman. Batting eighth is Cesar Hernandez. And then Alberto Hernandez bats ninth for Ricky Rivera and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Mound visit adjourned by the home plate umpire in Jared Neal as Keener's pinch up and in hits Villarroel, and that is another base runner for the Woodpeckers, an HBP of Villarroel. And quickly now, Keener running into some trouble, two on and nobody out for the lefty bat of Kenny Gomez. So Kenny Gomez will stand in. 4 games in a row he's reached base as Keener against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Definitely not the start he's wanted. He has pitched once this year against Fayetteville, and it was an abbreviated outing. 2 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits. First pitch a little bit inside and low for ball one. It's 1-0 on Kenny Gomez. Gomez DHing tonight as the night off from playing the field for Ricky Rivera and the Woodpeckers. 1-0 from Keener. Outside corner for strike one, even at a ball and a strike. Wind is blowing out to right field tonight. Again on a toasty 4th of July here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 to Gomez is inside for a ball two. It's 2 balls and a strike as Gomez did not go around on a check swing. Defensively for the ballers today, Nishida, Logan, and Wolko left to right in the outfield. In the infield, left to right, Arcy Hernandez, Ryan Burrows, Mikey Kane, and Caden Connor. And behind the dish is Juan Gonzalez. 2-1. Swung on, grounded to second, and Kane will field the second for a one on to first, and it's a double play. So there's 2 quick outs, and up to third goes Encarnacion, but it is a 4-6-3 double play. So 2 down now, and due up is Neomar Ochoa Jr. So a close play over at first, but a good throw from Burrows nabs the runner. And Kenny Gomez, so Ochoa stands in after a big night last night and an even bigger night back in the win for Fayetteville on Monday. Had a big home run and went approximately 4-for-5 at the plate. First pitch inside corner for strike one. 0-1 as Keener gets ahead. Keener has only faced again Fayetteville's two innings. 0-1 up and in, and it hits Ochoa in the hand. And that is a hit-by pitch, as now Keener is being given a warning. And now out comes Ricky Rivera to check on Ochoa Jr. as well as Kylie Gilbert, as Keener is issued a warning by the home plate umpire Jared Neal. So Ochoa will get to first on a hit-by-pitch. And now runners on the corners with two outs, and it's Chase Jaworski due up, as Ochoa will get to first. Gilbert and Rivera back to their respective spots. So Keener issued the warning for the hit-by-pitch. Again, not intentional, I would assume, but another hit-by-pitch, intentional or not, could, not definite, but it could result in an ejection. Two outs, first pitch from the righty. Keener up and in on Jaworski, and it's a ball and a strike. Keener working with a four-pitch mix, a four-seam fastball, a two-seam, and a sinker variety, a slider and a changeup for the former Demon Deacon. This one outside, a 2-0 count on Jaworski. Already not the start for Seth Keener that he's wanted. Already facing his fifth batter of the inning in Chase Jaworski. Two balls and no strikes with two outs in the top of the first. Keener's pitch, a breaking ball inside corner, and it's 2-1. Encarnacion at third. At first is Ochoa Jr. Some speed on the base paths for Fayetteville here in the top of the first. Keener's pitch outside of the 2-1. It's now 3-1. Breaking ball slipping for Keener. Just trying to get a breaking ball to break it correctly for him. Not many arms in the pen available tonight for Kannapolis. A pretty depleted bullpen just with the workload that they've been given. 3-1 on the outside corner for now, a full count at 3-2 on Chase Jaworski, number 29 overall prospect in the organization for Houston. As Ochoa's at first, Encarnacion still at third. Full count. Runners will go 3-2. Swung on, popped up in the infield. Keener will make the play, calling everyone off, and it's a P1 as Keener makes the play. Arcy Hernandez definitely made an effort on it as well, but Keener calls everyone off and makes the P1, and he redeems himself after a bit of a rough go, a pair of hit-by-pitches and a walk, but no runs for Fayetteville on no hits, no errors, and two left on. We'll go to the bottom half of the first. Riku Nishida, Mikey Kane, Caden Connor due up on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Riku Nishida leads it off, bottom of the first inning in Kannapolis. A scoreless ball game as Seth Keener grinds through a pair of hit-by-pitches and a walk gets out of the inning. And now the Ballers will bat against Julio Marte, listed at 6'5", 180-pound righty, 21 years of age. His first pitch is low for ball one. Julio Marte on the bump. Nishida, Kane, and Connor do up. In this bottom of the first, as Marte will wind at 1-0 to Nishida, is a bit low but called in the inside corner, for it is a 1-1 count. Again, Nishida, Kane, and Connor. Nishida at the plate, a five-game hit streak. He's been doing well in getting on base as of late as he lines this one up the middle, in and out of the glove of Marte. He flips the first, and it is in time for the out, a 1-3 putout as Marte never made the play. And a line drive up the middle kind of hit him in the side, and he kind of blocked it with a glove. So one out, Mikey Kane, the batter. Kane will dig in with one out and nobody on base. Two games in a row reaching base, and Kane as well has tallied a couple of home runs in this series against Fayetteville. Had a home run on Monday and a home run last night as he lines his first pitch down the left field line, a fair ball. Kane's going to think two as the left fielder Encarnacion gets to it. Kane in safely with a double. Third game in a row in this series with a base hit for Mikey Kane. And he's got a base knock now, a double. One out and one on for the Ballers, and it's Caden Connor, the batter. So Julio Marte already in some trouble here for the Woodpeckers. Connor digs in at first base. And after Caden Connor in the order, he bats third. Arxie Hernandez, third baseman, bats in the cleanup spot. Rody Hernandez, DH, is batting fifth. George Wolko, right fielder, bats sixth. Juan Gonzalez, catcher, bats seventh. Ryan Burrows at short, bats eighth. And batting ninth is the center fielder, Drake Logan. First pitch to Caden Connor, a bit low for ball one. It's a 1-0 count. Ken Nishida lining a hard liner back to Marte, who made the play. And then Kane hits a double on the very first pitch of the night he sees. So Marte, in his second pro season, he's 1-4 on the year, entering tonight with an 8.66 ERA. He's allowed his fair share of runs, that is for sure. His 11th game of the season, sixth start. He's got a 1-0 count on Connor. Pitch delivered is a bit inside for ball two. 35 and a third innings pitched for Julio Marte. At 38 strikeouts, 22 walks. He has a 1.90 whip, so he definitely allows his fair share of walks and hits. He did pitch against Kannapolis once back in the series here at Atrium Health Ballpark and let a few cross. 2-0 low for ball three. Inning in two-thirds against Kannapolis back on the 15th. He allowed two earned runs on two hits. In that start, he did allow six total runs, though, two earned, with two walks and two punch-outs. 3-0 from Marte to Connor is inside ball four. And Caden Connor will reach base for now the sixth game in a row. That'll put two on now for the Ballers with one out for Arxie Hernandez. So Arxie Hernandez will stand in. With two on for the Ballers and still just one out. The third baseman, Arxie Hernandez, yesterday producing a multiple RBI night. With one down, Marte, a long look at second. First pitch, bit low for ball one, a 1-0 count. Arxie's at third base tonight. And batting in the cleanup spot, Rony Hernandez, fifth, Wolko, sixth, Gonzalez, seventh, Burrows, eighth, and Drake Logan batting ninth. For Patrick Leland in his second season with Kannapolis. 1-0 breaking ball inside corner for now a 1-1 count. Defensively for the Woodpeckers tonight, it's Encarnacion, Hernandez, and Ochoa. And in the infield, Jaworski, Hernandez, Nunez, and Santander. Behind the dish is Yancel Villarroel. Ball and a strike on Arxie. Pitch delivered is upstairs for ball two. And Julio Marte started that game that the Ballers ended up winning 22-1. Back in May, he was the starter in that outing. Definitely allowed his fair share in that one. That game took years, it felt like. 2-1 to RC, swung on, fouled off over everybody's head, and the count evens at 2-2. Fantastic crowd on hand for 4th of July. It is toasty, that is for sure, but it should cool off as we get into the nighttime here in Kannapolis. Sun will go down, the fireworks will go up, and temperatures hopefully will cool. 2-2, this one over the head of Arxie Hernandez. That's going to move the runners up on a for certain wild pitch. As Kane up to third and Connor up to second on the WP. So 2-on-1 out for Arxie Hernandez with a full count. And now runners on second and third. So Kane at third and Connor at second. RBI opportunity for Arxie Hernandez. 3-2. Hard grounder towards short. Deep in the hole at short. Holding the runners up to first. The throw and out at first is Arxie Hernandez. It is a 5-3 ground out for the first out. And excuse me, that's the second out of the inning. So two down, two on for Ronnie Hernandez. Two outs and Ronnie Hernandez digging in. Two on for the Ballers, still trying to avoid leaving runners on base. First pitch, low and outside for ball one. Hernandez in the ballgame yesterday for Kannapolis, picking up a three-hit night in the final game of the stint out in Fayetteville. Ballers picking up wins in the final two of the three games out there at Segra Stadium. 1-0, this one down the line and right. That'll fall fair, and that'll score a pair of runners. Kane will score. Here comes Connor. Up to second goes Ronnie Hernandez, and the Ballers strike first in the bottom of the first, and it is 2-0 Kannapolis after a 2-RBI double from Ronnie Hernandez. Kannapolis on top. 8 doubles on the season for Ronnie Hernandez, and now a pair of RBI makes it 35 on the season for the 19-year-old catcher. One on and two outs for George Wolko. So Wolko will stand in, the big 6'7 power bat. With one on and two outs. Wolko 4-for-12 in the stint out in Fayetteville with a double, a triple, and a homer. And a base hit, so we technically over the span of three games head for the cycle. First pitch from Marte. This one a looper in the right center. That'll fall for a base knock. Hernandez being sent home. Throw comes in from right. It's not going to be in time, and it's a back-to-back. Ballers RBI base hit as a Wolko with an RBI single. Ballers now jump ahead 3-0 with two outs. Juan Gonzalez the batter. So back-to-back RBI base knocks for Kannapolis as Juan Gonzalez will dig in. Ballers up 3-0 on three hits. Just hasn't been any success on the mound for Fayetteville in this one. Nishina led it off with an RBI, excuse me, with a ground out, and then Mikey Kane and Connor reaching base on a double and a walk. Arxie Hernandez held to a 5-3 ground out, and then back-to-back RBIs from Hernandez and Wolko. Two out, first pitch from Marte. Fastball outside corner for strike one. 93 on the radar gun from Marte. A ERA up to a 9.25. 0-1 deliver. Gonzalez hacks and misses for now an 0-2 count. Ryan Burrows, eighth batter of the inning on deck for Kannapolis. And bottom of the first, Kannapolis up 3-0. Marte has certainly allowed a few in this half inning. 0-2 to Gonzalez. Outside corner for strike three, and that'll end the inning as it is a strikeout looking of Gonzalez for the third out, and that'll send us into the top half of the second. Ballers will face off against Santander, Nunez, and Hernandez as Keener will return to the mound. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Seth Keener back on the mound. His first pitch to Juan Santander is a called strike, 0-1. Santander, Nunez, and Cesar Hernandez due up. Keener's 0-1 is a bit outside for an even ball and a strike count on Santander, Nunez, and Hernandez to follow in this top of the second. Keener from the wind, 1-1, is outside on the corner for strike two. Ball and two strikes on Santander. Nunez and Hernandez to follow as Santander playing in last night's action, 1-4-2, with a pair of walks as well. He swings on the 1-2 and lifts it foul, still 1-2. Ballers in their specialty designed 4th of July uniforms. They are white with red and white stripes on the left sleeve and then blue with white stars on the right sleeve. As it is a 1-2 count on Santander, this one's fouled off. White pants with red belts and red piping, red socks for anybody who's decided to pull them up. It is a cream-colored cap, a blue bill, and the Americana CB logo on the front of the cap with the Carolina League logo on the right side. 2-2 count on Juan Santander as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Ballers battle for the fourth time this week. It's a 2-2 now, and the count runs full on a Santander. Nunez and Cesar Hernandez following in the order. Keener on the bump for his second inning of work. The righty works 2-2. Outside for a ball four. Count was full. So Santander will take the free pass. One on now, and nobody out for Alejandro Nunez. Nunez will dig in with one on and one out as Keener walks his second batter of the night. First pitch is inside for ball one. It's a ball and no strikes. Keener pitching on a rare 4 days rest. Not often that you get a pitcher starting a game on 4 days rest unless you're in the big leagues. 1-0, this one fouled off, and it's still a ball and a strike. And he pitched on Saturday in a start. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today's Thursday. If you're in the major leagues, that's one thing. But if you're in the minors, you're still kind of training your arm. It isn't the fun part of your game. Two balls and a strike now on Alejandro Nunez. Cesar Hernandez to follow as it's 2-1 up and in inside for now a 3-1 count. So three balls and a strike. Keener already at two walks and two hit-by pitches tonight. Really can't afford much more for base runners in this one. 3-1 fastball is down the middle for a called strike two. Nunez kind of check swung on it, but instead it is still a 3-2 count. Full count, nobody out. Top of the second with a runner on for Fayetteville. 3-0 Kannapolis leads. Pitch delivered. Inside, ball four. So back-to-back walks to start off the second for Seth Keener. As that is now 2-1 for the Ballers' opponent, the Woodpeckers, with nobody out for Cesar Hernandez. Cesar Hernandez will stand in. Number 18 overall prospect in the Astros organization. Had the night off yesterday, back in the lineup tonight. First pitch is a little bit inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes on Hernandez. 2-1 for Fayetteville. Seth Keener on the bump will set, 1-0. Inside for now a 2-0 count. Keener from Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, one of eight kids. And a coffee addict. Loves the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee. 2-0 inside corner for strike one. Is that Jonathan actually, Mr. Keener, as we all call him around here, actually kind of runs his own little Nitro coffee hustle. 2-1 inside corner for now a two ball and two strike count. Actually got to try some today. And it is pretty tasty stuff. So Seth got a cup of that for sure before the game. 2-2 on the way. Low and inside almost hits Hernandez. And the count will run full. As no, it looks like it ran in and hit him on the leg. They're going to say it hit him on the leg. So a hit by pitch. As now Santander up to third, a second Nunez, and now an HBP after a pair of walks. Means bases loaded, nobody out for the nine-hole batter, Alberto Hernandez. So Blake Hickman out to talk now with Seth Keener, who has definitely kind of shot himself in the foot here. As with nobody out in top of the second. Still nobody out in the inning. Kannapolis not really able to give much more up. Blake Hickman out to talk with Keener. Mountain visit adjourned. Hickman back as Ballers pitching coach. Wasn't with the team for the first three games of this split series. It was Donnie Veal. And as pitching coach, first pitch to Hernandez up and in for ball one. Keener is at 40 pitches already. He's got a ball and no strike count on the nine-hole batter, Hernandez, from the wind, 1-0. Up and away for now a 2-0 count. Even if you weren't aware of the shortened amount of rest for Seth Keener, you can kind of see tonight just off of body language and off of delivery tonight, he is working tired. 2-0 is outside, so a 3-0 count on Hernandez. Just a pitcher that looks fatigued and is just trying to grind through another bump. 3-0 on the way. Up and in, ball four. That'll walk a run home. So three walks in the inning for Keener. Four on the game. Santander will score. Nunez to third, to second Hernandez, and Alberto Hernandez walks. Still bases loaded, nobody out. In top of the order, it's Yamal Encarnacion. So Encarnacion will stand in, always a tough out. First pitch from Keener as a fastball in the upper part of the zone for strike one. So Woodpeckers on the board now. It is 3-1 Kannapolis in this top of the second. 1-2 Encarnacion, swung on, foul tipped. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. On Yamal Encarnacion, Yancel Villarroel, catcher, is on deck for the Woodpeckers. 0-2 count from the line. Keener's pitch. Swung on, fouled off over our heads. And the count stays put at 0-2. With nobody out from the line. Keener's pitch. Up and in, 1-2. There is an arm tossing for Kannapolis down the line, and right looks to be Mark McLaughlin, a former Tennessee Volunteer. Bases chuck full of Peckers with nobody out. 1-2. Swung on and foul tipped. Still a ball and two strikes. Villarroel on deck for Fayetteville. One and two, your count. Keener on the mound working from the wind. The base is loaded. 1-2. Inside, cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. And Jared Neal will ring up Yamal Encarnacion for strike three. Keener with his first punch out of the ninth. And there is one down. Still bases loaded for Yancel Villarroel. So Villarroel stands in with one out. And it's top of the second, Keener from the line. First pitch delivered, a weak tapper towards third, lands foul, 0-1. McLaughlin up tossing for Kannapolis, and the bullpen down in right. Nobody tossing for Fayetteville in left. A one on the way to Villarroel. Check swing. It doesn't matter if he went around or not. It's in the zone, 0-2. Kenny Gomez, the DH awaiting on deck. 0-2 from Keener. Upstairs for now, a 1-2 count. Villarroel reaching in four games in a row. Had a hit in his last outing. Ball and two strikes. Keener's pitch. Outside for ball two. Didn't miss by much. Keener had over 50 pitches now on his ninth. 53 to be exact. Still has bases loaded with one out. 2-2 on the way. In the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez. Count is full as Keener, pitching on 4 days rest, has walked total of four. So he's walked four, he's plunked two, and Fayetteville still has only one run. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's another punch out for Seth Keener, second of the ninth. There's the second out, and now in will step Kenny Gomez as here comes Patrick Leland. End of the night for Seth Keener, as he will see his night come to a close more than likely. 55 pitches, just 23 strikes. A pitcher that you can definitely tell pitching on short rest, as Keener will be relieved tonight. And in this top of the second, Mark McLaughlin will likely be the arm coming out of the pen, as we'll see if Leland makes the call, and indeed he will, as Keener's night is done after an inning and two-thirds. McLaughlin will take over. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Glen Valley Live, 3-1 Ballers lead over Fayetteville.
I feel like I'm
Kenny Gomez digs in, but it's a new arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'3", 205-pound righty Mark McLaughlin as Kenny Gomez lifts this one into left. Backtracking Nishida on the warning track, makes the catch with two outs. And just like that, inning over as McLaughlin draws the flyout with one pitch. And it is the end of the top of the second. Just like that, it's all that was needed. One pitch gets him out of the inning, and that'll send us into the bottom half of the second. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live. Ryan Burrows will lead it off. Hits the bottom of the second inning. Kannapolis on top 3-1 over Fayetteville here on 4th of July at Atrium Health Ballpark. Thanks for tuning in and joining us today here in the Kannapolis as Ryan Burrows digs in and leads it off. Drink Logan Riku Nishida to follow here in this bottom half of the second as Marte retreats back to the mound. His first pitch, swing and a miss for strike one as Ryan Burrows falls behind. It's 0-1. Julio Marte back on the mound. Another inning of action for the righty. 0-1 is on the outside corner. 0-2 on Ryan Burrows. Julio Marte in his second inning of work. Last time he faced the Ballers, couldn't get out of the second inning as Burrows loops this one towards first. Backtracking Santander makes the catch on a weak pop-up for out number one, P3, and it's Drake Logan due up. Drake Logan batting ninth for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Center fielder for Patrick Leland in this one. The Ballers look for another victory against these Woodpeckers. First pitch low, and it gets by the catcher in VOL. That is 1-0. Top of the order, Riku Nishida on deck. 1-0 from the line. Marte's pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Ball and a strike on Drake Logan. From the line, Marte's 1-1. Swing and a miss as Logan falls behind now, 1-2. Drake Logan digging in. Four games in a row reaching base. As Julio Marte works from the line, 1-2. Swing and a miss. A fastball upstairs gets Logan chasing. And there is the second strikeout of the night for Marte. Two outs now, top of the order. Riku Nishida due up. Riku Nishida, Carolina League leader in walks, runs, and on-base percentage. He's second in hits and stolen bases. Digging in for Kannapolis in the leadoff spot. A 1-3 ground out his last time up. First pitch grounded up the middle of second. Nunez will play, and the first he goes for the out. 4-3 ground out for a quick 1-2-3 inning. We'll go to the third. Mark McLaughlin back on the mound after one pitch in the second. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Mark McLaughlin back of the mound. Another inning of action for the righty in relief. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 on Neymar Ochoa Jr. Chase Jaworski, Juan Santander to follow. In this top of the third, Ballers lead 3-1. 0-1 for McLaughlin, grounded to short. Burrows can't make a clean play on it. That one's in a center, and it'll be an E6 that puts Ochoa over there at first as Burrows muffs the play. E6, one on for Jaworski. So Jaworski will stand in with one on and nobody out. Again, just a brutal play over there by Burrows, trying to move to his left, but it hit, kicked off the heel of his glove. And no luck over there for the Ballers shortstop. First pinch from McLaughlin, and Jaworski tapped foul, and it's 0-1. Jaworski in his first at-bat popped out to Seth Keener. Again, Keener making the start today, already has seen his day come to an end. He goes a total of an inning and two-thirds on the mound today with one run and four walks, but two punch-outs along the way. No balls and a strike on Jaworski. McLaughlin forced to work from the stretch against Jaworski. 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Santander at first base awaiting on deck. Top of the third, Ballers up 3-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. McLaughlin will come set from the wind 0-2, up and in hits Jaworski as that hit him in the arm, and that'll be a hit-by-pitch putting Jaworski at first. It is the third hit-by-pitch of the night by Ballers pitchers, and now Juan Santander due up. Santander due up with 2-1 for the Woodpeckers and nobody out. Woodpeckers have had every inning some sort of offense and some sort of run scored. McLaughlin sent a long look at second. First pitch, fastball is in there, a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike on Juan Santander. Walked in his first at-bat against Keener. One from McLaughlin, up and in for now, ball one. 1-1 on Santander. As McLaughlin digging in, first appearance of the week for the righty out of Tennessee. A fastball, curveball, changeup. Two innings in his last outing. One run on three hits with a walk and two punchouts. 1-1 in the dirt block by Gonzalez. 2-1 on the Woodpeckers first baseman. Alejandro Nunez, the batter on deck. 2-1 pitch is low and inside. What is now a 3-1 count. Fastball, curveball, changeup from McLaughlin. 3-1 to Santander. Grounded up the middle. Burrows to his left. Flips to second for one on to first. Wild throw gets loose in the infield. Connor will pick it up and throw home. Gets by the catcher, Gonzalez, and he'll not have to throw it anywhere. He holds on to it, and it is a fielder's choice as Jaworski is out at second on a 6-4 put out. Santander is at first on a fielder's choice. And it's runners on the corners now with one out for Alejandro Nunez. So Alejandro Nunez due up for these Fayetteville Woodpeckers with runners on the corners and one out. McLaughlin gets the ground ball. But alas, Nunez at the plate with runners on the corners. First pitch on the way. Inside corner, 0-1. Nunez at second base today. Walking in his last at-bat against Seth Keener. One pitch from McLaughlin up and in, and it hits Nunez. Four hit-by pitches now for Kannapolis' pitching staff, and that'll load the bases. So now with one out, one on, at every base, it is Cesar Hernandez due up. So Hernandez stands in with runners at every base for the Woodpeckers. And still just one out. McLaughlin set. First pitch to Cesar. Tapped foul, and it's 0-1. Hernandez, a guy that likes to take a lot of swings. Definitely a high-intensity lefty bat in the order for Ricky Rivera and Fayetteville. No balls and a strike on Cesar Hernandez. Ochoa is at third. At second, Santander. At first is Nunez. This one is off the plate for ball one to Cesar Hernandez. One for McLaughlin. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. 1-2. Hernandez is reached in five games in a row. As McLaughlin trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Ball and two strikes. And it's top of the third. Ballers lead 3-1. McLaughlin's pitch. This one lined into right. Wolko will make the grab for out number two. Throw goes in and to home it goes. Not cut off. And it is out number two with no one moving up. So a simple F9 for Hernandez with two outs. And now Alberto Hernandez is the batter. So Alberto Hernandez stands in with two outs and runners at every base for Fayetteville. Mark McLaughlin winds. First pitch, low for ball one, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. McLaughlin working about 94 with a fastball. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball inside corner, 1-1. Great crowd on hand here for 4th of July. Postgame fireworks on tap for Kannapolis. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 1-1. Swung on, tapped foul, and it's 1-2. And postgame fireworks lighting up the nighttime sky. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, every night this week, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. 1-2 from McLaughlin into center. Drifting back, Logan just shy of the warning track. Looks up, makes the grab for the out. And every runner is left stranded for Fayetteville. No runs in the inning on no hits with one error. And three left on will go into the bottom of the third. Kane, Connor, and Arxie Hernandez do hopefully come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. 3-1, Ballers lead.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ballers lead 3-1. Mikey Kane due up here in the bottom of the third with one out. Excuse me, nobody out. Of course, with it being the first batter of the inning as a baseball gets loose down in the area of the Ballers dugout. So nobody out. Bottom third, it's Kane, Connor, and Arxie Hernandez due up. First pitch is off the plate for ball one. 1-0 count on Mikey Kane. Connor and Hernandez to follow. Here in this bottom of the third, 1-0 on the way, breaking ball low and outside for now a 2-0 count on Mikey Kane. Kane has had his fair share of multi-hit games and double, triple, and homers, translating to extra base hits. This one fouled off, and it's 2-1. Kane with a multi-hit game back on a Tuesday. Yesterday with a home run and a single, back-to-back multi-head games. 2-1 in there, 2-2. So two balls and two strikes on Mikey Kane. Marte back on the bump, another inning of action for the righty, who has definitely allowed a couple of runs tonight. 2-2 up and in for now a full count. Marte's allowed as many as 10 runs in a game and 9 earned back on the 13th of June against Salem. As this one tapped up the middle, gets through the glove of Marte. Second baseman in Nunez makes the play and on to first for the out. 4-3 ground out as here comes Miss Casey Betty. Ballers bat dog in a 2-2 today. And is red, white, and blue. As Miss Casey Betty grabs the bat. And here she goes. So Kane now 1-for-2, and Caden Connor is the batter. So Caden Connor digging in with nobody on base and one down, pitch on the way. And therefore called strike 0-1. Fantastic crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark for 4th of July. These two sides paddle for the fourth time this week. This one lifted into left center. Drifting over Hernandez, and left fielder Encarnacion instead makes the grab for the out. And it is the second out of the inning. Arxie Hernandez due up. So Arxie Hernandez will dig in with two outs. Grounded out in his first at-bat. That was the third baseman, Jaworski. First pitch with two outs is off the plate for ball one. Open stance for Arxie, 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1, as that one broke in at 83 miles an hour. Marte, an international free agent signee in 2022. He actually tossed four shutout innings in his last outing. That was against Myrtle Beach. Back on the 29th of June. Ball and two strikes. Marte with a 1-2 count. From the line, pitch on the way. Swing tapped foul by Arxie Hernandez, so still 1-2. Interestingly enough, Marte also pitching on 4 days rest. So him and Seth Keener both pitching on short notice. .52 pitches last time out for Marte. So not as much recovery time necessarily needed. As Arxie Hernandez digs in. 1-2 on the way. Grounded up the middle. That'll get through into center for a base hit. A two-out single up the middle for Arxie Hernandez. There is two outs and a runner on now for Rony Hernandez. So Rony Hernandez will dig in with two outs and a runner on. An RBI double in his last at-bat. First pitch is off the plate for ball one, a 1-0 count. And we'll get an out-of-town scoreboard look at the top of the fourth to see how the rest of the Carolina League is faring tonight on 4th of July. 1-0 from Marte, outside for a ball two. Two balls and no strikes, your count on Rony Hernandez. Wolko, the batter on deck. 2-0 to Rony. This one fouled off over here, and it's still 2-1. So Hernandez with a 2-1 count. As Wolko digging in, is on deck. Hernandez, an RBI double last time. 2-1 inside, 3-1, as Hernandez just staying patient, and it's paying off. 263 on the year for Rony Hernandez with 53 hits, a homer, and 33 RBI. Entering tonight's action, Marte's 3-1. Low but called a strike, count will run full. Count is full on Rony Hernandez with two outs. Arxie is in first. He'll take off. 3-2, swing and a miss. Another rare strikeout for Rony Hernandez. He is the third out, so it'll leave one stranded for Kannapolis as the Ballers still lead 3-1. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. 3-1 Kannapolis leads here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the order due up for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the fourth inning as Yamal Encarnacion digs in. Mark McLaughlin back on the mound. First pitch delivered is up and in, but called a strike for an 0-1 count now as Encarnacion falls behind, nothing and one. Encarnacion, VROL, and Kenny Gomez due up. Top of the fourth, McLaughlin back out for what is technically his third inning of action seen tonight. 0-1 is off the plate for ball one. McLaughlin at an inning and a third of this evening. Came in the bottom, in the top of the second, I should say. 1-1 in the way. Breaking ball. Broken bat. Grounded a second. Ranging over. Kane to his right. Throw to first is in time for the out. And there is the third out. That's the first out of the inning as Kane hits the 4-3 put out. And now one down. It's Villaruel due up. Annapolis leading 3-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. As McLaughlin set from the line. First pitch up and away for ball one. VROL hit by a pitch and a strikeout tonight for the Woodpeckers catcher. 1-0 pitch from McLaughlin. Check swing, he went around on it. It's 1-1. Elsewhere in the Carolina League tonight, top of the first, Salem and Lynchburg are scoreless. Bottom four, down east up 3-0 over the Carolina Mudcats. Bottom four, Charleston on top 1-0 over Myrtle Beach. This one swung and a miss for 1-2. They just finished up the fourth up in Delmarva. The Shorebirds trail 3-1 to the Fredericksburg Nationals. On top of the fifth in a battle of the Bugs, Augusta trailing Columbia 2-0. Down at SRP Park in Augusta. 1-2. Inside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Mark McLaughlin has another punch out. It is his first of this evening. Two outs, and now due up Kenny Gomez. So now VROL 0 for 2 with a pair of punch outs. And Kenny Gomez is the batter due up. From the line, first pitch to Gomez is a check swing. He went around on it, and it's nothing and one. Nothing and one on Kenny Gomez as McLaughlin winds. 0-1. This one lined into left. Nishida trailing. Can he get there? No, it falls into left for a base hit. And Kenny Gomez has his first hit of the night and the first hit of the evening for Fayetteville. A two-out single, one on, two outs for Neomar Ochoa Jr. And that is the first hit of the night for Fayetteville here in this fourth. They were able to score a run despite no hits in this ball game thus far. McLaughlin set. First pinch on the way to Ochoa Jr. inside for ball one. Jaworski on deck with a 1-0 count on Ochoa Jr. Ballers on top 3-1, out hitting Fayetteville 4-1. McLaughlin's 1-0. Breaking ball is swung on, fouled off straight back. It is 1-1. Ball on a strike on Ochoa Jr. Mark McLaughlin set up on the mound for another inning of work. That's one punch out of the night. 1-1 runner takes off. Swung on, fouled off, and it's 1-2. McLaughlin pitched 14 and two-thirds innings in 2023 for Kannapolis. Had a rough go of it. 1-2 with a 14 ERA. Back here this season for Kannapolis and has been a serviceable arm for Patrick Leland out of the pen. 1-2 for Ochoa. And the dirt blocked by Gonzalez. 2-2, sillier count. So two balls and two strikes on Neomar Ochoa Jr. with Jaworski on deck. At first is Kenny Gomez. Ochoa set, 2-2 runner going. This one grounded to short. Ryan Burrows will field throw across to first in time for the out. And it's a 6-3 ground out. That's the third out. As the ballers allow one hit, but it is left stranded as Kenny Gomez is left at first. We'll go into the bottom half. Ballers on top 3-1. It is Wilco, Gonzalez, and Burrows do up when we come back on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live. George Wilco leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. Marte on the bump. First pitch is up and in for ball one. A 1-0 count on Wilco, Gonzalez, and Burrows to follow. Bottom four, ballers up 3-1. A pleasure to have you join us. Dan Lodi on the call for you here on this 4th of July as Wilco fouls this 1-0 back, and it's a ball and a strike. If there was no protective netting there, that would have landed right in my lap. Would have been a souvenir up here. And there have been no netting. 1-1 for Wilco, low for ball two. Marte back out for another inning of action. He's got two balls and a strike on Wilco. Juan Gonzalez is on deck. 2-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Wilco from Downers Grove, Illinois. RBI single in his first at-bat. Grew up a White Sox fan. And was drafted in the seventh round by the White Sox in 2023. 2-2. Low for a ball three. A close call, but Wilco gets the call from home plate umpire Jared Neal. Ballers on top 3-1 here in this bottom of the fourth. Marte works from the line. 3-2. Low and inside, ball four. Leadoff walk as Wilco reaches base for the second time tonight. There is one on and nobody out. Two up, Juan Gonzalez. So Juan Gonzalez will dig in with nobody out and a runner on. It's Wilco. First pitch from Marte, swing and a miss for strike one. Gonzalez struck out in his first at-bat. Again, ballers leading here by a score of 3-1. Gonzalez swings on the 0-1 and can't make contact. It's 0-2. Marte diving around the edge of the zone with a breaking ball. Nothing and two on Gonzalez with Burrows on deck. Marte disengages before the 0-2. balls and two strikes. Marte's pitch up and away for now a 1-2 count. Gonzalez acquired in a trade by the White Sox with the Toronto Blue Jays. Last summer, joining the Ballers here, 1-2. Swing and a miss. Went after a fastball low from Marte, and it is a strike three. So first out had one on for Ryan Burrows. So Ryan Burrows will dig in a pop out in his first at bat. He swings and misses 0-1. Kannapolis rallying for two runs in the first inning, and that's all they've been able to muster. They have a total of four hits on the board. Pitch swing and a miss on the 0-1, now 0-2. Marte said we'll deliver the 0-2 to Burrows. This one tapped foul ever so slightly, and the count is still 0-2. Burrows, a 19-year-old from Panama City, Panama, number 21 overall prospect in the organization for the Chicago White Sox. 0-2 from Marte upstairs for a ball one. Drake Logan is the batter on deck, the center fielder. Ball and two strikes with one out. Pitch on the way. Inside, and Burrows did not swing at it. 2-2. Burrows popping out to first base in his last at-bat. Drake Logan is on deck. Marte's 2-2. Swung on, lifted foul. Still two balls and two strikes. So two balls and two strikes. On to Ryan Burrows with one on. It's George Wolko. 2-2, just a bit outside for ball three. One did not miss by much. Full count with one out. Wolko dancing as Burrows unloads on the 3-2 in the left. Backtracking, Encarnacion on the run makes the catch. And throw comes back in. Wolko back to first as Burrows on the F7 is the second out. And now nine-hole batter Drake Logan due up. Drake Logan digging in, 0-1 with a strikeout in his first at-bat of the night. Standing in with a closed-off stance against Marte. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Riku Nishida waiting on deck. Bottom four Ballers are on top, 3-1 over Fayetteville. Marte's pitch. Popped up into right, drifting over Ochoa. Under it will make the catch for the out. It's an F9 for the third out, and that'll send us into the fifth. Woodpeckers do up. Jaworski, Santander, Nunez will be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Mark McLaughlin back on the mound. First pitch to Chase Jaworski. Top of the fifth, line down the line and right. Hits off the wall. Fair ball. And Jaworski up to second. It's a double to lead it off in the fifth inning. So one on now for Fayetteville with nobody out and Juan Santander the batter. Santander digging in. A walk and a fielder's choice on the night. As Kannapolis up 3-1, tying run stepping to the plate for Fayetteville. Ballers leading 3-1, of course, as Mark McLaughlin on the mound. Another inning of action for the righty. First pitch to Santander up in the outer corner for strike one. Santander at first base tonight for Ricky Rivera, who's wearing some Cannonballers colored shoes. McLaughlin set 0-1. Swung on, fouled off. Still nothing and two. He's actually wearing a pair of shoes that I was looking at over the offseason and kind of wanted to buy. As it's one red shoe and one blue shoe. They're a pair of Nike Ja 1s. But I tried them on, and weirdly enough, the sole on the heel was small, and I hated the sizing of it. 0-2 outside, and it's 1-2. Only people with wide feet have these problems, but the sole was just tiny in the heel. I felt like I had zero stability in those. I said, nope, never mind. Ball and two strikes on Santander. Enough about my shoe game. 1-2 low for an even 2-2 count. Santander at the plate, Nunez to follow, top of the fifth, 3-1 Ballers lead here over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on 4th of July on a toasty one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Postgame fireworks on tap for all to enjoy. 2-2 on the way, Tapper towards third, Arcee Hernandez charges in, fields and throw to first is in time for the out, and there is the first out, a 5-3 put out. With the runner moving up to third, so one down and a runner 90 feet away from scoring for Alejandro Nunez. Alejandro Nunez digs in with one out in this top of the fifth. There is an arm tossing for Fayetteville down the line and left as Nunez lifts this one into right for a base hit. And Woko will field. Runner from third will score. It's Jaworski. And it's an RBI single for Alejandro Nunez. And Fayetteville now climbs to within one. It's a 3-2 ball game. One on and one out for Cesar Hernandez. So Fayetteville rallying for some offense here in this top of the fifth as it's an RBI single for Alejandro Nunez against Mark McLaughlin. First pitch to Hernandez in the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez. And it's still no balls and, one ball and no strikes. Righty tossing down the line for Fayetteville. Looks like it's Ben Petschke. 1-0 from McLaughlin. Breaking ball inside for now a 2-0 count. McLaughlin certainly eating some innings here in relief of Seth Keener, who only made it through an inning and two-thirds in his outing tonight. 2-0 pitch. Hernandez into left. This one goes, and it hooks way foul. And the count will work to 2-1. Baldur's leading 3-2 as Cesar Hernandez at the plate with a 2-1 count. McLaughlin in the first base side of the rubber sets. 2-1, runner takes off. This one in a right hit well. Wolko backtracking, looking up, warning track wall, and it's a two-run shot, and it's out of here. So Cesar Hernandez launches a two-run home run into right, and with one swing of the bat, Fayetteville has taken the lead in this top of the fifth. It's a two-run homer for Cesar Hernandez, who picks up his only second home run of the season. It is a clean slate of bases. Fayetteville up 4-3 with one down, and due up is Alberto Hernandez. So just the second hit allowed. And it goes for a home run for Mark McLaughlin's opponent in Cesar Hernandez. Out to talk now, Blake Hickman for the righty McLaughlin. Lefty Frank Kelly Arias up tossing for the ballers in right. In a relief, Arias. The ballers again are playing kind of shorthanded tonight out of the bullpen. Arias pitching back on Monday, allowing three runs in two innings of work against Fayetteville and the loss on Monday. Hernandez digs in. McLaughlin from the line. First pitch. Breaking ball up and in for ball one. Can Frank Kelly Arias, the arm tossing in right. 1-0 from McLaughlin. Upstairs is for strike one. Only his second home run of the year for Cesar Hernandez, but he gets the job done. 1-1 from the righty. Low for ball two. Walk and a fly out tonight for Alberto Hernandez. Two balls and a strike. Base is empty. 2-1. Grounded towards short. Burrows will move to his right and field. Throw across his body in the first for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out for Alberto Hernandez. Two outs now. And due up for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers is Yamal Encarnacion. First pitch to Encarnacion. Scott high and foul. 0-1. 76-mile-an-hour breaking ball from McLaughlin. And no balls and a strike on Encarnacion. First base side of the rubber for McLaughlin, 0-1. This one skips in the dirt. Gonzalez can't make the block. It is 1-1. McLaughlin now at three innings of work with three runs allowed. 1-1. Swung on, lifted into center. Backtracking Logan under it. Should be able to make the play, and he will for the out. F8 for out number three. And that'll send us into the bottom half of the fifth. Top of the order, Nishida, Kane, and Connor do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Riku Nishida leads it off top of the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Julio Marte back on the mound. Another inning of action for the righty in his fifth inning of work for the Woodpeckers side as Nishida sprays his first pitch in the center for a leadoff single just like that. Riku on base for the first time. One on, nobody out, and due up is Mikey Kane. So Mikey Kane stands in with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Bottom five, nobody out. Kane with a double back in the first. He grounded out in the third. First pitch on the way for Marte, fouled off, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one on Kane. Caden Connor awaiting on deck. Marte's pitch to Kane a little bit outside for now a 1-1 count. Kane 1-for-2, of course, trying to make it a multi-hit game for the third night in a row. Marte set, 1-1. Low for ball two, blocked by the catcher Villarroel. Good crowd on hand, of course, for this 4th of July celebration. Busy night for certain, as the left field berm is absolutely packed full of fans as Kane swings the 2-1 and the count evens at 2-2. Baldur's trail 4-3. They are out hitting Fayetteville though 5-4. Two two to Kane, runner fakes going, low and outside for ball three. Smart play paying off for Riku Nishida. Again, faking the throw over. Making it a little more of a rushed job at the plate for Marte. 3-2 up and in for ball four. In and out of the glove of Villarroel. And after the single, it's now a walk of Mikey Kane. So it's two on, nobody out for Caden Connor. So Marte at 74 pitches. His night will come to a close. As now a new arm coming in for Fayetteville. We'll take a break and be right back. Get you all the details when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. New arm on the way for the Woodpeckers. Well, the Ballers will face off against a new arm on the mound. It's Ben Petschke. First pitch for Caden Connor is off the plate for ball one as Petschke takes over on the mound in relief for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Listed at 6 foot, 197 pounds from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is Ben Petschke. 1-0 count with nobody out. Pitch on the way from Petschke. Low and in for ball two. Caden Connor at the plate. A single walk in tonight's game. And then a fly out in the third inning as Ben Petschke on the mound in relief of Marte, who goes four innings. He gives up five hits. At the moment, three runs. Three walks and four punch outs. 2-0, this one up the middle, loop towards short as Hernandez will make the catch, and there's the first out as it's a little looping L6 for Caden Connor. First out, and now Arxie Hernandez is the batter due up. One out, and Arxie Hernandez will dig in. Two on as the first pitch is delivered. It is off the plate for ball one. 1-0 count on Arxie Hernandez. A ground out and a single for the righty bat. Arxie from Bani, Dominican Republic. 1-0 from Petschke outside for now a 2-0 count. Petschke entering today with a 2-0 record, a 6.96 ERA. Can the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native played at Samford University in Georgia. Before that, played at Florida Southwestern State College and then spent his freshman season at Dayton. 2-0 low for now a 2-1 count. Attended North Allegheny High School in Wexford, Pennsylvania, where he was also an all-conference quarterback and punter on the football team. So a multi-sport athlete is Ben Petschke. 2-1 to Arxie Hernandez, swing and a miss for now a 2-2 count. And the lefty Frank Kelly Arias tossing for Kannapolis down the line. Time called in the infield as Petschke will get a reset of the clock. Two balls and two strikes on Arxie Hernandez with one down. Runners on second and first. It's Nishida and Kane. 2-2 on the way to Arxie. This one grounded through into right for a base hit. Nishida will be held at third. Throw comes in from right. Well played by Ochoa. That'll load the bases, though, with still just one down in the inning as it's a single for Arxie. Bases chock full of ballers with one out for Rony Hernandez. One out, Rony Hernandez standing in. Hernandez, a RBI double and a strikeout. First pitch from Petschke, swung on, lifted high and foul. Still nothing and one now on Rony Hernandez. So nothing and one on Rony. There's George Wolko on deck for Kannapolis. Base is loaded. Tying run at third, go ahead run at second with still just one out. 0-1 from Petschke. Hernandez grounds this one a second. To his left, Hernunez. The second for one on to first. And no double play. We got ourselves a tie ball game as Rony Hernandez gets credit for the RBI. He's on with the fielder's choice. Nishida scores easily on the play. Up to third goes Kane. Arxie is the out at second base on a 4-6 for the second out. And Rony reaches first for George Wolko now. Bases are not loaded. It's runners on the corners with two outs, and the big power bat of George Wolko digs in. So King George Wolko RBI single and a walk for him tonight. First pitch is up and away for ball one. Wolko, the number 14 overall prospect. And the White Sox organization per MLB pipeline. Very highly touted lefty bat at 6'7", 240. 1-0. Swung on and lifted into left center. That'll drop for a base hit. And George Wolko has handed the Ballers a 5-4 lead. It's another RBI single for King George, as that'll score Kane up to second, Rony Hernandez. And it's 5-4 Kannapolis in this bottom of the fifth. With two outs, it is Juan Gonzalez due up. So the tandem of Rony Hernandez and George Wolko doubling up yet again here in the fifth. They did so in the first to tally a couple of runs scored. First pitch is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. Gonzalez 0-2 with a pair of punch outs. Petschke's pitch on the 0-1 fouled off. It is nothing and two. Gonzalez 0-2 with a pair of punch outs on the season, below the Mendoza line at 177. Time called as a ball got loose from the bullpen for Kannapolis. Infield umpire Frank Jones calls the time. Rony Hernandez at second, Wolko at first. Bottom five, Ballers lead now 5-4. Nothing and two on Gonzalez. Petschke's pitch on the way. Low and outside, no check swing from Gonzalez. It's 1-2. Ryan Burrows, the batter on deck. One ball and two strikes on Juan Gonzalez. 1-2 to Gonzo. Swing and a miss for strike three. 0-3 with three punch outs for Juan Gonzalez as Ben Petschke picks up another strikeout. And that is three outs. We'll go to the sixth. Ballers up 5-4. George Wolko producing with a RBI single. And that gives the Ballers a 5-4 lead. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Well, after the Woodpeckers put up a trio of runs in the top of the fifth, the Ballers come back and storm back for a pair, and they lead 5-4 here. Top of the sixth, through up for the Ballers' opponent, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's VOL Gomez and Ochoa Jr. against Frank Kelly Arias on the mound. First pitch foul back. It's 0-1. Again, VOL at the plate, Gomez. And Ochoa Jr. to follow. Arias listed at 6 foot, 170 pound lefty from Boni, Dominican Republic. 0-1, lifted foul, still 0-2. Final line for Mark McLaughlin tonight out of the pen for Kannapolis. 3 1/3. 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned. No walks and 1 punch out as Frank Kelly Arias enters as the third arm used tonight by Kannapolis. 0-2 upstairs to VOL. It's 1-2. Again, VOL Gomez, Ochoa Jr. due up. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball low for ball two. Good pitch from Frank Kelly Arias, just couldn't find the zone. The Ballers southpaw, the only southpaw now in the bullpen for Kannapolis. 2-2. Breaking ball, this one's gooped into left center. Drifting over from center is Drake Logan. He makes the grab for the out, and it's one down in the F8. One down, two up, Kenny Gomez. So Kenny Gomez digs in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-3 is Kenny Gomez. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Smooth swing from Kenny Gomez, but not as smooth as a talent of another famous Kenny G, of course, on the saxophone. I think if anybody plays any saxophone music right now, I'm going to lull myself to sleep. 0-1 swing and a miss, and it is 0-2 on Gomez. Ochoa Jr. on deck. No balls and two strikes as Arias winds. 0-2. Breaking ball up and Animals hits Gomez. It's 1-2. Gomez 1-3 with a single in his last at-bat. As Neomar Ochoa Jr. to follow. 1-2. Low one outside, and even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez, international free agent signee in 2022 by Houston out of Bayamo, Cuba. 2-2 outside for now, a full count on the DH, Kenny Gomez. Neomar Ochoa Jr. awaiting. Arias on the mound. Another inning of action for the lefty. First appearance at home. 3-2. This one grounded up the middle. Burrows to his left. Fields. And throw to first is in time for the out. And back, put it in the book as a 6-3 put out for Kenny Gomez. 2 outs now. Nobody on base. 2 up. It's Neomar Ochoa Jr. Arias made a team-high 10 starts in 13 appearances for the Arizona Complex League White Sox last year. 3-2 with a 4.67 ERA. 52 pitches that resulted in punch-outs. 52 punch-outs, just 23 walks. Opponents batted 270. First pitch to Ochoa at his feet, and it's 1-0. Arias has a lower opponent batting average here in Kannapolis this year. Opponents batting just 241 against Frank Kelly Arias. 1-0 from the line. Pitch on the way. Inside for a ball two. Chase Jaworski, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. Top six, Ballers lead 5-4. Pitch delivered. Swung on, tap foul. Even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Excuse me, it is just 1 strike. 2-1. Arias winds. 2-1 pitch to Ochoa, up and in for ball three. And this is Arias' first inning of the night. 3 balls and a strike as Ochoa sets up with a slightly open stance. Arias winds. 3-1 in the way. Swing and a miss, and count runs full. One after an upstairs 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Full count, payoff pitch, grounded towards third, backhanded by Arxi Hernandez, and it'll land foul. A nice play at third by Arxi, but it does land foul. Ochoa Jr. still has a full count. So full count on Ochoa. He's been hit by a pitch, reaching on an error. And they're grounding out. That was in his last at-bat, as Arias will get a new baseball. Full count with two outs, top six. From the wind, Arias' pitch on the way. Popped up into first base territory, drifting into foul ground. Gonzalez chasing, running out of room, and can't make the catch. And then again, landing just inside the field of play, right in front of the dugout suite. Good attempt from Juan Gonzalez to make the catch. But the count is still full on Neomar Ochoa Jr. Chase Jaworski, third baseman, awaits on deck. Top six, 5-4 ballers lead. 3-2, breaking ball upstairs for ball four. And there's a two-out base runner for Fayetteville as Ochoa reaches. Now Jaworski, the batter. So Jaworski at third base digs in, hit by a pitch and doubling tonight. Also a grounding out on a P1. To Seth Keener to end the first. Arias' pitch to Jaworski is on the outside corner for strike one. Jaworski a double in his last at-bat. Arias is 0-1. Swung on, lined over the head of the second baseman, Kane, in his right for a base hit. That'll move Ochoa to second. And it is a multi-hit game now for Chase Jaworski. Two on, two out. Juan Santander digging in. So Juan Santander, the batter. With two outs in this top of the sixth. Ballers leading 5-4, but Fayetteville not going away quietly. Mount visit adjourned for Frankelly Arias and Juan Gonzalez. Arias on the bump and is the third arm used by Kannapolis in this one. Some darker clouds rolling in here in Kannapolis from left field. Pitch delivered to Santander, swing and a miss for 0-1. Toasty night for sure here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 5-4. Out hitting Fayetteville 7-4. 0-1 from Frank Kelly. Side corner 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Santander. Walk, a fielder's choice, and a ground out. 0-2 runners going. Low for ball one. And up to third goes Ochoa to second, Jaworski. Should the inning continue, Alejandro Nunez is the batter. 1-2 on a Santander. Arias will come set, 1-2 in the way. Popped up high and foul. Still, it's 1-2. Nunez singling in the fifth inning on deck. Last time up for Santander, grounded out to Third baseman Arxi Hernandez. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Frank Kelly Arias has his first punch out of the ninth. And there's the third out to leave runners stranded for Fayetteville. Two to be exact, as we'll go into the bottom half of the sixth. Ballers will send Burrows, Logan, and Nishida due to the plate on the Ballers. Baseball Network live in Kannapolis. Ryan Burrows leads it off in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who lead 5-4 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. As Burrows will take the first pitch and foul it off, it is nothing and one. New arm on the mound, it is Elena Pena taking over. 5'11", 210-pound Ronnie from Reynosa, Mexico. Is Elaine Pena, third arm used by Fayetteville tonight. As he takes over, 0-1. Check swing low. Did he go? No. Burrows has an even 1-1 count. Elaine Pena at 5'11 earned his first save of the season back on the 30th against Augusta. Tossed four scoreless in a 1-0 win. Last time out on Saturday against Myrtle Beach, he allowed three runs on seven hits in three innings of work for the righty Elaine Pena. Spent last season in the complex league of the Astros. 1-1 to Burrows. Low and outside for now a 2-1 count. Ballers and Woodpeckers battle for the fourth time this week. First time here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As again tomorrow and a Saturday, postgame fireworks in those games as well. 2-1 catches a corner, two balls and two strikes. An absolutely fantastic crowd on hand for tonight's action between the Ballers and the Woodpeckers. Elaine Pena on the bump. First inning for the righty on the mound. 2-2. Inside cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Burrows is down on strikes. That's the first out. And now Drake Logan, the batter. So Drake Logan digs in. He is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. First pitch to Drake Logan is in there for a called strike, and the count is nothing and one. Oh, one count, one down, pitch delivered, is swung on and fouled off. Still nothing and two on Drake Logan. Top of the order, Riku Nishida is on deck as Elaine Pena taking over, third arm used by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight. 0-2 on the way. Swung on, lifted high and fouled down the line in right. This one drifting. Second baseman Nunez after. and he won't get it. It is still nothing and two on Drake Logan. No balls and two strikes on Drake Logan. Elaine Pena, 2-1, a 3.27 ERA on the season. 0-2 to Drake Logan. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs to start the night for Elaine Pena. Two outs, top of the order. It's Riku Nishida digging in. So Penske goes a total of one inning. He gets one strikeout, two hits, and one inning of work. No runs and no walks, though. Last three ballers have struck out. We'll see if Riku Nishida can break that streak. First pitch outside for ball one. And a very solid crowd on hand for 4th of July. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark. From the wind, Pena's 1-0 to Nishida. Up and in for ball two. And the big crowd on hand for post-game fireworks. And a 2-0 count with two outs in this bottom of the sixth. Pitch delivered on the 2-0 is on the lower part of the zone for strike one. A lot of fans starting to slowly get their way in here. There's some fans on 4th of July that don't even show up until later in the game. They just come for the later portions of the game and then for the fireworks. 2-1 from Pena. This one grounded sharply to third. Jaworski right there, though, played it perfectly and throws across in time for the out. It is a 5-3 putout, and we are two-thirds of the way done tonight. That is the third out. So the seventh we go. It is Nunez, Hernandez, and Hernandez due up. We'll be right back. Ballers lead 5-4 over Fayetteville.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom third of the order due up here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It is Alejandro Nunez digging in, and then Cesar Hernandez, Alberto Hernandez to follow. Top seven, Frank Kelly Arias back on the mound. Another inning of action for the Southpaw out of the bullpen. As ballers and Woodpeckers battling here in this top of the seventh. First pitch for Frank Kelly is bunted in the air. And it's another P1 and a bunt for Nunez. One down and due up is Cesar Hernandez. One out, Cesar Hernandez digs in, the center fielder. hit by a pitch, a fly out into right, and then he also had a two-run home run back in the fifth inning. As he swings and fouls this first pitch off, it's nothing and one. Frankelli Arias in his second inning of work. As the lefty trying to mow through some innings for Kannapolis on the bump. 0-1. Low one outside for a 1-1 count. Ball and a strike on Cesar Hernandez. Frankelli works from the line. 1-1. Breaking ball up and in for a 2-1 count. Alberto Hernandez, shortstop, awaiting on deck. Frankelli's 2-1 line to first. Caden Connor there, and he makes the catch for the out, and L3 is the second out. And now it's Alberto Hernandez standing in, two outs, and nobody on base for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Quickly getting darker and darker by the minute here in Kannapolis. Clouds off in the distance helping for sure. So we're approaching and we're well past sunset here on this July 4th. First pitch outside corner for strike one. Absolutely packed house here in Kannapolis. 0-1 in the way. This one is low and it gets by Hernandez for an even 1-1 count. Top of the seventh. Ballers lead 5-4. Pleasure to have you join us. Tuned in, of course. We appreciate you. Dan Helody on the call as the Ballers and Woodpeckers battle on July 4th here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Arias from the line. 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Hopefully you had an extra hamburger, hot dog. You get some ice cream, perhaps. Apple pie. Nothing more American than apple pie. 1-2 on the way from Arias is upstairs for a 2-2 count. I feel like apple pie is the standard 4th of July dessert. I feel like it's pretty common. What is your standard 4th of July dessert? 2-2 lifted high and foul for still a 2-2 count. Ice cream. Some people, it's watermelon. Is your 4th of July dessert. Fruit is good, but is it a dessert? I don't know. 2-2 from Arias. Swung on, fouled off, and it hits off the siding. Heads up down to the seats. Ends up as a souvenir, and ends up in a cup of beer down there in the fourth row. Now you got to drink the whole thing. From the line, 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Arias gets the strikeout, and you know the drill. The foul ball lands in a cup of beer. You got to chug the rest, and you got to finish it. And just doing that and getting the job done down there in these seats. Ballers get through the seventh as Frankelli Arias gets the strikeout. Time to take a break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Mikey Kane digs in and leads things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the seventh, they lead 5-4. They could probably use a little bit of insurance for their starting and relieving arms tonight. As back on the mound is Elaine Pena. First pitch upstairs for ball one. Ballers picking up a 5-4 lead thanks to some offense from George Wolko. An RBI single has been the deciding factor tonight. This one is off the plate for ball two. And ballers on top, 5-4 in this bottom of the seventh. 2-0 from Pena. Breaking ball inside corner, 2-1. Kane in open stance. It's Kane, Connor, and Arxie Hernandez due up. Elaine Pena works, 2-1. Swung on and grounded foul. Still 2-2. Kane today, a double, a walk, and a ground out. Elaine Pena in his second inning of work. Last time out, a 1-2-3 frame with a pair of strikeouts. 2-2 fouled off, and we'll see another at-bat go a little longer here for Kane and Pena. Two balls and two strikes. Kane in open stance at the plate. Former Oregon State Beaver. 2-2 from Pena. Weak tapper foul. Still 2-2. See the seventh pitch of the at-bat for Mikey Kane. Kane digging in, a two ball and two strike count against Pena. From the line, pitch on the way. Up and in, and count runs full. Caden Connor, Arxie Hernandez to follow here. And it's bottom of the seventh. From the line, Pena works, pitch on the way. Outside, ball four. Kane check swung, but he didn't go around, and that's a free pass. It'll put one on for the Ballers now with nobody out, and it is Caden Connor, the batter. Connor stands in with one on, nobody out. Ballers with seven hits and Fayetteville with five. It's 4th of July showdown. First pitch on the way is upstairs for ball one. Still an absolutely fantastic crowd on hand here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 5-4 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. With a win tonight would guarantee at least a series split. Elaine Pena is 1-0 to Connor, inside corner for strike one. Ball and a strike on Caden Connor. A walk, a fly out, and a line out for the lefty bat, the 19th rounder out of Cal State Fullerton. Listen at 6-1. He's from Orange, California. 1-1. Outside for ball two. Arxie Hernandez at third awaiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh, nobody out. Ballers are ahead 5-4. Pena spent last year in the Complex League with the Astros. 2-1 low for ball three. 3-1, a 3.22 ERA. International free agent signee in 2021 out of Reynosa, Mexico. Connor digging in with a 3-1 count. Pitch delivered. Swung on. Popped up in a shallow left. Encarnacion. He can't find the ball. He'll trail in and make the catch for the out. Back to first will go Kane. And play at first and safe at first is Kane. Nice attempt from Encarnacion to get the runner trying to double him off. Instead, just an F7 for out number one. And due up is Arxie Hernandez. Arxie Hernandez digging in with one out in this bottom of the seventh inning. Ballers on top 5-4. Again, we'll not have a postgame show for you tonight. Postgame show on the concourse. Standard for fireworks nights. First pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Nothing and one on Arxie Hernandez. Ronnie Hernandez on deck. And George Wilco in the hole. 0-1, one out. Pitch delivered. Swung on. Belted into center. Backtracking Cesar Hernandez into the gap. And it's off the base of the wall. Hernandez lost the ball. Kane chug in. He's going to be sent home. Throw comes in from center. And Arxie Hernandez trips and falls off the third base bag. Jaworski will throw home. And out at home is Arxie Hernandez. And now here comes Patrick Leland. And Leland's saying that home plate was blocked by Villarroel. As the lead runner scored, it's Kane, but I think Patrick Leland might have a case here as Jared Neal calls the runner out at home. And Leland saying that Villarroel blocked home plate. So Villarroel playing at home, kind of blocking the plate. Arxie Hernandez tried to make the slide in safely. But instead, Jared Neal calls him out on a tag, and Leland is pretty unhappy. It'll be for certain. And another RBI for Kannapolis as Arxie Hernandez made it safely around three of the four bases. So Ronnie Hernandez digs in. With two outs and nobody on base. First pitch from Pena. Upstairs for ball one. Looking at the replay, I think that it's pretty cut and dry. Patrick Leland has a case. Catcher VOOL clearly blocking the plate. 1-0 to Ronnie Hernandez. Tapped foul. 1-1. VOOL blocking home, but he tags out Arxie Hernandez. It's an RBI triple for Arxie, and Kane scores. And Arxie comes around trying to score himself. He tripped on the bag at third. I think that's what kind of held him up. 1-1 on the way. Upstairs and away for ball two. I think if Arxie didn't trip on the attempt to go home, probably would have been safe for an inside the park home run. From the line, Pena works. 2-1 to Roni. Up and away for ball three. Three balls and a strike with two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Three-one. Roni pops this one up. Shallow center. Backtracking is Alberto Hernandez and can't make the catch. Nobody covering second. Roni will head up to second as these skies are absolutely brutal for Fayetteville's defense tonight. As Roni Hernandez will reach second base, it'll be a double. Bit of a tough play for Alberto Hernandez to make. Roni is safe at second base, and out comes Zach Wilkins, pitching coach for Fayetteville. Is now one on and two outs. It's George Wilco due up. So Wilco stands in, and that's the second batter in a row that Fayetteville's defense has just completely lost track of the ball. Ballers with now nine hits on the board and six runs. They have another runner at second with Wilco digging in, who has produced two RBI triples tonight for another multi-hit performance. So another multi-hit game for Wilco. Arxie Hernandez with a three-hit night tonight. Ronnie Hernandez with a pair of doubles. He is at second base. Wilco digs in. First pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. will go with a lot of power in that lefty bat. 6'7", 240. 18-year-old, born in January of 2006. Passing on a $1 million scholarship to South Carolina. Passing on a full scholarship, I should say, to South Carolina. Signing for $1 million in the seventh round with the Chicago White Sox. He has a count of nothing and one against Elaine Pena in this bottom of the seventh. Pena's 0-1 to Wolko. Swung on up the middle into center for a base hit. Rounding third is Ronnie Hernandez. He will score. Wolko will pull up in between second and first. And it's the third RBI single of the night for George Wolko as Ronnie Hernandez crosses the plate. And the Kannapolis Cannonballers jump ahead at 7-4. Double-digit hits for the third game in a row. And Kannapolis on top 7-4 in this bottom of the seventh. So that is three RBI base hits for George Wolko tonight, who has been absolutely all over these Woodpeckers pitchers. First pitch to El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez, outside for ball one. Gonzalez changing his number. Now we're in number 14 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He was wearing number 39. 1-0 popped up, shallow right. Under it, Ochoa, he's going to have some difficulty and can't find it. It's the second baseman, Nunez, that goes out, and it falls in front of him. Throw goes into home. Wolko save! Juan Gonzalez at second, and it's another batter where the ball's in play, and Fayetteville can't find it in the field. And that's two down, and Gonzalez is at second. Ryan Burrows digging in. Gonzalez at second with a single. Technically an RBI as Wolko comes around to score. Burrows with a clean count against Elaine Pena, who's now allowed three runs in this bottom of the seventh. First pitch, liner into left. That'll get through for a base knock. Rounding third at home is Gonzalez. Throw comes in from left, and a sitting duck at home is El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez, and out by a mile. And now we got a little animosity, and here come the benches. Gonzalez still touched home after being tagged out, and I don't think the catcher VROL liked it. Benches clear here in Kannapolis. As the coach is saying, get back to your dugouts. Burrows credited with a base hit. Gonzalez out, though, by a mile on a 7-2 put out for the third out. Both sides will retreat to their dugouts and will go to a break. Top of the eighth, Ballers lead 8-4. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. A feisty game we got going on here in Kannapolis. Yamal Encarnacion due up for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the eighth inning is Patrick Leland getting a word from our umpires tonight. Home plate umpire Jared Neal and infield umpire Frank Jones. It doesn't look like there are any ejections as a roll. Again, a benches clearing, a little tussle. I wouldn't even call it a tussle. It wasn't a fight or anything going on. It was words exchanged that resulted in benches clearing and a lot more words said that we can't repeat on air, of course. But we're in the top of the eighth. It's one of those non-physical hockey-style fights between these two sides in a feisty game here in July 4th. Just something to get the crowd rolling. As we're in the top of the eighth, Arias' first pitch to Encarnacion swung on and fouled off, and it's nothing and one. And, of course, who's at the center of it? None other than Juan Gonzalez. And even better, who's on deck? It is VROL Fayetteville's catcher who was jawing with Juan Gonzalez last inning. Nothing and two on Yamal Encarnacion. Arias is 0-2. Breaking ball up and away for a 1-2 count. VROL and Gomez to follow. And this top of the eighth, Baldur's lead 8-4. 1-2 for Frank Kelly, low and inside for now a 2-2 count. I've been to hundreds of baseball games in my life. I've seen the benches clear maybe three or four times. And three of those four have been on 4th of July. There's just a lot of emotion and a lot of fire going on in front of a packed house as this one fouled off. Still a 1-2 count on Yamal Encarnacion. Anytime it's a big crowd, especially at this lower level of baseball, you're going to get some fiery guys definitely talking some junk. Ball and two strikes. Arias from the line. Pitch to Encarnacion. Grounded to third. Arcee will backhand. Has to muscle a throw over. What a beauty from Arcee Hernandez at the hot corner of 5-3. Ground out. One out. And now this is a movie about to be made, it looks like, as VROL is going to bat. Juan Gonzalez is the catcher, and these two catchers will be in close proximity to each other for a few moments as Gonzalez already starting the jawing and already starting to yap as in steps VROL. Reset of the pitch clock. Look like a friendly word or two from Gonzalez to VROL. First pitch from Frank Kelly. Arias upstairs for ball one. Looks like Gonzalez just trying to make a more of a buddy-buddy relationship. 1-0 fouled off, 1-1. VROL today hit by a pitch, struck out twice in a flyout against these Ballers pitchers. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Foul tip into the mitt of Gonzalez. A ball and two strikes. One-two count with one out. Arias will work from the line. 1-2. Swung on. Popped up in the infield. Connor under it. Drifting over into foul ground. We'll call everyone off. Make the catch for the out. In the foul ground, it's a P3 for the second out. And now due up is Kenny Gomez, DH. So Kenny Gomez, the designated hitter, will stand in with two outs and nobody on. 1-for-4 today with a ground down into a double play, a flyout, a single in the fourth inning, and then grounding out in the sixth. In his last at-bat, lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch from Arias. Swing and a miss. Four strike one. No balls and a strike. Pitch to Gomez. Fastball right down Broadway. Nothing and two. Ballers lead 8-4. Another three-run inning in the bottom of the seventh. 0-2. Swing and a tapper foul. Still 0-2. Busy inning for the Ballers. And the seventh, they pick up a barrage of base hits. As Gomez pops up the 0-2. This one will stay in the infield. Burrows calling everyone off. Under it will make the catch for the third out. And that'll send us into the bottom of the eighth. Another 1-2-3 inning For Frank Kelly, Arias on the bump. He has sat down his last seven batters he's faced. Bottom eight, Ballers lead 8-4. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Bottom of the eighth inning, Drake Logan lifts a fly ball in a center field. Backtracking is Cesar Hernandez. And look at that, the Woodpeckers making a play in the outfield. As it's the first out of the inning, Drake Logan with an F8. One down and due up is Riku Nishida, the left fielder. Nishida, a couple of ground outs today, but he's also gotten a single. That was back in the fifth. 8-4 Ballers, 12 hits to 5. In favor of Kannapolis. As again, the Ballers and Woodpeckers battling here on this 4th of July showdown. First pitch in there called strike. It's nothing and one. Again, no postgame show on the broadcast tonight. Myself, Dan Lodi, going to run down, enjoy the fireworks with my fiance, and then run up and do the concourse postgame show with my man Trevor Wilt, who's running around today wearing a Stars and Stripes suit. 0-1 on the way. Outside for ball one, even at 1-1. Good to be back on air for 4th of July. Last year, it was unfortunate that I couldn't be with you on the air. 1-1 up and in for ball two. I was actually down with an illness last week. Last 4th of July week. In 2023, 2-1. Line in a left, drifting over Encarnacion, and he leaps and makes the grab for the out. And F7 is the second out. And now Mikey Kane at second base digs in. So again, this is my first July 4th baseball game since 2022. That one was crazy. Ballers and the Carolina Mudcats squaring off on 4th of July. Last year we hosted the Down East Wood Ducks, and this year we get the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So all three of our regional opponents on 4th of July. 1-0 is your count as this one inside to Kane. Again, in minor league baseball, you're guaranteed a home game on either July 3rd or July 4th. So this week, with it falling on a Thursday, the series splits and gets shifted up a day so that both sides can have their opportunity. 1-0 popped up down the line and left. After it can't make the grab is Hernandez, and that falls into left. And at first is Kane now, as that one falls in the outfield. Unable to make the play is the shortstop Hernandez. And it's another base hit. This time Mikey Kane on with a single. And Caden Connor digs in with two outs and a runner on. crazy enough. We've had all these mistakes. And balls fall in the outfield for Fayetteville in these last two innings. And none of them have been errors. They've all been base hits on the board. First pitch to Connor. Breaking ball inside corner for strike one. You can't give an error for a mental error. I mean, if it hits your glove or you play it wrong, you make a wrong decision and you're physically make the mistake, then yes, you'll be charged with an error. 0-1 on the way to Connor. Lifted into left. Drifting over Encarnacion. Hernandez as well. And under it, just shy of the warning track, is Encarnacion. He makes the catch for the third out. F7 is the third out. And now the Ballers, three outs away from victory. They will have to face Ochoa, Jaworski, and Santander. Arias will look to close things out. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Frank Kelly, Arias on the bump. He's at 52, now 53 pitches. First pitch in the center. Under it, Drake Logan, and makes the grab for out number one. It's a F8 for the first out. Ballers two outs away from victory as they will look to hold on here. It is Chase Jaworski stepping in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers opponent in the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. There is an arm tossing in the pen for Kannapolis. It is La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez, and no, that's not a mistake. That is real. This one fouled off. Jaworski has an 0-1 count. The Ballers, well, they're out of bullpen arms. Everyone's been used up tonight. That is available. 0-1. Popped up over here. Heads up. Close call. And Jaworski now is at nothing and two against Arias. Arias is at 55 pitches, so definitely is reaching the end, near the end of his night. 0-2 into right. This one goes shallow. And Wolko under it will make the catch for the out. And there is out number two, an F9. And now the Ballers one out away from victory as they will look to slam the door shut on Fayetteville for their third win in a row. And it's Juan Santander digging in. So Santander will stand in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. As first pitch swinging, he misses upstairs for a nothing in one count. Arias from the wide, 0-1 to Santander, lined high and foul into right, heads up down there. Ends up over near gate one, as now the Woodpeckers down to their final strike. Nothing and two on Santander. 0-2 on the way, low and inside for a ball one. Fireworks are not far away here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Kannapolis one strike away from victory. 1-2 in the way from Arias. Low one inside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Fans making a lot of ruckus here. Not a baller, not on the top step. 2-2, up and away for now a full count. I would have to imagine Arias at 60 pitches is close to the end of his night. As if this walk happens, I honestly wouldn't be shocked to see Wilbur Sanchez come in. 3-2 to Santander, popped up, drifting into foul ground, under it Gonzalez, Connor also there, and Connor makes the grab of the warning track, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby, Ballers win. 3 games in a row over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as the Ballers take it 8-4. They tally multiple hits from a lot of different guys to pick up the victory. George Wolko, 3 RBI base knocks, and Kannapolis at over 10 hits for the third game in a row, and it powers them to a win 8-4 tonight over Fayetteville. That'll wrap things up for us tonight as the Ballers take the victory 8-4. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, first pitch here in Kannapolis. It'll be Lucas Gordon getting the start for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It'll be opposite of Sandy Mejia, the righty for Fayetteville. And as these two sides battle, it is Kannapolis and Fayetteville, game 5 of this 6-game stretch tomorrow at 7 o'clock as the Ballers pick up a 4th of July victory here in the beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark. It is Kannapolis 8 and Fayetteville 4. Big night for George Wolko, 3-for-3 with 3 RBI. And then Ronnie Hernandez, 2-for-4, the trio of RBI. As that will just about wrap it up for us tonight. We got to get some fireworks and a postgame show done down and below. So we will say sayonara for now. But we'll be right back tomorrow, of course, at 7 o'clock for your first pitch. Ballers Baseball Network will be live at 7. Dan Lodi saying thank you for tuning in. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. It is 8-4. Kannapolis wins, and they have now taken 3 in a row over Fayetteville. See you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, first pitch. Enjoy the rest of your 4th of July. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and have a great one, everyone. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win.